I woke up this morning. I took a shower. I came down here. I did my homeschool, which included math and computer. And what I do on the computer is I'm in Java. I'm on this Java program.
13-year-old Ben Zarlengo is one of 42 Petersburg kids enrolled in the IDEA homeschool program. He started homeschooling when his parents lived in the remote excursion inlet arm of Icy Straits near Juneau. IDEA is based out of the Interior Alaskan School District of Galena. It provides families in their distance learning program with course materials, including tests, answer keys, and unit study kits, or families can design their own curriculum and order textbooks approved by the district. Additionally, students are given $1,600 to $2,000 a year for school supplies, textbooks, or field trips. The Petersburg School Board is considering starting a similar program where they would act as a textbook vendor and a place to take state assessment exams. Superintendent Robert Thomason sees such a move as a way to broaden the role of the school within the community and provide local homeschoolers with an option 10 rather than 1,000 miles from their home.
If we go with this program, if the board elects to, we'll actually have a room with resources, with a person and secretarial or admin staff that they can work with.
Petersburg homeschoolers, like 17-year-old Brooke Cummins, are excited about such a system since it could, for example, provide her with career counseling.
Right now, I really don't have any one direction I'd like to go, and maybe if I had had the opportunity to be more involved in a public school, I would have seen, you know, maybe I want to go to teaching, do I want to do this? It may have been a little bit more obvious a choice. As to right now, it's kind of, I can't really decide what I really want to do.
Cummins started homeschooling when her family lived out in Little Port Walter, where her father was a fish culturist. The family continued homeschooling when they moved back to Petersburg 6 years ago because they enjoyed it. Brooke's mother, Martha Cummins, is excited about the possibility of a local program starting up.
It would be great to have something local, just for the fact that if you had any questions about a curriculum or, you know, a stage that your student was going through or just questions like that, it would be really helpful to have somebody local that you could go talk to face-to-face. And, you know, as far as the kids participating in team sports, that would be a really neat opportunity in shop classes. You know, it'll be really interesting to see what they come up with to offer the homeschool families in town, but I'm really looking forward to see what they come up with.
Currently, students must be enrolled in at least one class to be on a sports team. Thomason says that creating a local homeschool support program would not take away from the school district, which has been shrinking at the rate of 1 to 2% less enrollment per year for the last 15 years. At least in the case of the middle school, it might actually help utilize more of the current resources.
We have a middle school of 100 youngsters, and we do have admin support staff there that we could provide support to the homeschool program and a principal that could be in charge of it. So, in fact, you know, we don't have to add any staff. We have staff that we believe can do it. We're not at a point where we want to or can even afford to release staff or reduce staff there because they serve a valuable function. And yet, we believe we have the capacity to support more in terms of service.
While he thinks it would better serve area homeschoolers, Thomason does not expect it will mean more revenue for the district.
This district would not, quote unquote, make money on a homeschool youngster. Basically, the state provides a school district 80% of what it would provide for a student enrolled, and out of that 80% enrolled in the regular program, out of that 80% there's a parent allotment, and then there's funds dedicated to staffing to support those parents. So really it doesn't add anything to the district program. It allows us to add something to the community.
Another way that the district is considering helping out homeschoolers is through partial enrollment. Homeschooler Ben Zarlengo has been homeschooled his entire school career. This is the first year he's trying out partial enrollment. In the afternoon, Zarlengo crosses the street to the middle school, where he takes English, history, and science. Zarlengo says it's definitely a shift in pace.
For pretty much all my life, for school-wise, I've been in second year, and I got used to doing stuff at my own speed. That's what worked for me. But now I've been thrown into a fifth gear environment, and it's totally different. and it's just, and they give me all this homework. I've never been ever had to do any homework because I was at home doing homeschool.
But Zilengo sees the importance in the move.
I'm getting ready for like college and high school, the places that really matter in life, to get a job and stuff.
While the Cummins and Zarlangos are two homeschooling families that would appreciate and utilize a local program, they caution that every homeschooler is unique and has their own reasons for homeschooling. And school superintendent Thomason, for one, says that he would love input from other homeschooling families on what they would like to see in a homeschool support program. In Petersburg, I'm Miladi Kay.